NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, the Olympic gymnasts and their powerful testimony on the FBI's failure in the Larry Nassar investigation. Simone Biles and three fellow stars testifying before Congress about the sexual abuse they suffered from the former USA Gymnastics doctor.
I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system.
Biles breaking down in tears, accusing the FBI of turning a blind eye. Michaela Maroney saying the FBI betrayed her and allowed abuse to continue. The FBI chief on the hot seat, how he responded. Also tonight, Pfizer making the case for COVID booster shots after just 6 months, days before the FDA is expected to decide whether to authorize them. And the grim milestone, 1 in 500 Americans now dead from COVID. President Biden expressing great confidence in top general Mark Milley after a new book claimed Milley secretly reached out to a Chinese general during the Trump presidency, the former president firing back. The remnants of Hurricane Nicholas soaking the Gulf Coast. California Governor Gavin Newsom beating back the effort to recall him. The stunning twist, the attorney shot in the head, now accused of plotting the attack himself. And the countdown to tonight's historic SpaceX launch.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. We know them from another arena, celebrated gymnasts and Olympians. But today they sat tearfully in front of a different audience in a Senate hearing room. Simone Biles, surrounded by fellow gymnasts, telling senators, "We have been failed." The young women accusing the FBI of turning a blind eye to their complaints of sexual abuse at the hands of Team Dr. Larry Nassar. In 2017, Nassar pleaded guilty to abusing 10 of the more than 265 women and girls who have come forward to say they were molested. He is serving up to 175 years in prison. Tonight, the emotional call for accountability for those the women accuse of protecting a serial child molester rather than them. Ann Thompson was in the hearing room and has our report.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar. And I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Simone Biles and her three fellow gymnasts told the Senate Judiciary Committee in words searing and emotional how adults failed them, ignoring for more than a year their claims of sexual abuse by Team USA Dr. Larry Nassar.
I don't want another young gymnast, Olympic athlete, or any individual to experience the horror that I and hundreds of others have endured before, during, and continuing to this day in the wake of the Larry Nassar abuse.
The women particularly blamed the FBI. Michaela Maroney testified in 2015. She told an agent what Nassar did to her in excruciating detail before she told her mother.
I began crying at the memory over the phone, and there was just dead silence. I was so shocked at the agent's silence and disregard for my trauma. After that minute of silence, he asked, "Is that all?"
The FBI didn't officially open an investigation until nearly a year after it first learned of the allegations.
The FBI made me feel like my abuse didn't count and it wasn't a big deal.
Allie Raisman described how the Bureau's inaction haunts her. It's estimated Nassar abused at least 70 gymnasts after the FBI was first told.
It was like serving innocent children up to a pedophile on a silver platter.
I'm deeply and profoundly sorry to
FBI Director Christopher Wray, who did not lead the Bureau at the time, told the committee that the two agents who lied about their actions are no longer with the Bureau. One took retirement, the other was fired. He added reforms are already underway.
We want to take the pain that that occurred here and use it as a catalyst to teach people the importance of doing the work in the right way.
But Maggie Nichols and her fellow gymnasts want more.
Maggie, what is justice?
I think justice is holding those accountable who failed us continuously and continue to fail us, and those who didn't protect us throughout our gymnastics career and throughout our childhood.
Until someone can answer the question Simone Biles asked.
How much is a little girl worth?
And this was gut-wrenching to watch. These women are asking for accountability. And so, is there any chance any of the FBI agents involved could face charges for making false statements to investigators?
There is, Lester. Lying to the FBI is a crime. But so far, the Justice Department has declined to prosecute the two former agents involved. Officials from the Justice Department were invited to today's hearing but declined to attend. And the gymnasts say that makes them feel as if the DOJ doesn't care. Lester.
Ann Thompson in Washington. Thank you. Let's turn to the pandemic now and some sobering numbers out tonight. One in 500 Americans have died from COVID-19, and about one in eight have now been infected, according to an NBC News count. This comes as the FDA is expected to decide within days about vaccine booster shots. Here's Miguel Almaguer.
Tonight, the battle over boosters as vaccine makers make their case ahead of Friday's FDA review of Pfizer's booster shot for the general public.
And there you go. Perfect.
Today, both Pfizer and Moderna releasing reams of new data and research. In their 52-page report, Pfizer says boosters are needed 6 months after the second dose, saying the added shot may be an urgent emerging public health issue, citing data from Israel showing individuals vaccinated in January had a more than twofold increased risk for breakthrough infections versus those vaccinated in April.
But the question is not about how the vaccines are doing today or last month. It's really how are they going to do this winter?
The president of Moderna telling NBC News their vaccine also shows waning protection against infection over time.
Your data shows protection is dipping, but Americans who are fully vaccinated are still protected from hospitalization. So why are boosters necessary?
We do know that as we get to a very large number of breakthrough cases, some of them do become severe and some of them do lead to hospitalization and death. And so we think that as the numbers get larger, there will be a substantial number of severe cases that will start to crop up.
It's not just Moderna and Pfizer pushing a third dose.
8 months after your second shot, get a booster shot.
Almost a month ago, the White House announced its plan for a booster program. But a new Lancet study and other experts say the science still isn't clear.
All done.
Arguing while more of the fully vaccinated are suffering breakthrough infections, they are rarely hospitalized and nearly never die from the virus.
What if Americans wait? What if they go a year before they get a booster shot? Would that do harm?
I don't think it will do a great deal of harm if we wait as long as a year to get that booster. We're going to continue to monitor how well these vaccines keep us out of the hospital. That's their main job. And so far, that's holding up very well.
With our nation still in the midst of a deadly pandemic, now approaching its 20th month, tonight a broad push, but no full consensus on boosters and whether a third shot is really needed now.
And Miguel, in addition to boosters, any update on vaccines for kids under 12?
Well, Lester, Pfizer will likely get approval first, and it could still be as early as October when shots are available for children 5 to 11 years old. The president of Moderna told us today they could get the green light just a few weeks later. Lester.
All right, Miguel, thank you. The country's top military officer is facing a strong backlash tonight after a new book claims he made calls to China without telling former President Trump. Kelly O'Donnell is at the White House with the latest.
America's top general taking political fire. But tonight, President Biden with a clear defense of Army four-star Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
Milley under scrutiny after explosive claims in a new book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, including Milley convening top officers after the January insurrection to review nuclear launch protocols. Milley reportedly telling them, no matter what you were told, you do the procedure, you do the process, and I'm part of that procedure. Milley also sought to reassure a top Chinese general that the American government is stable, then reportedly telling the U.S. adversary, if we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Some Republican officials said Milley should be fired for going around an elected commander-in-chief.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a military leader, basically ignoring the Constitution, deciding he's going to call a potential adversary and an enemy of the United States and collude with them.
If true, there is a word for it, and it sure seems like treasonous activity to me.
41 years in uniform, former President Trump chose Milley for Joint Chiefs chairman in 2018. Last year, Milley apologized for this controversial event, walking with Mr. Trump after protesters were cleared with tear gas. Tuesday, the former president said he never planned to attack China and slammed the Milley call.
That's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it.
Today, the White House called Milley a patriot.
I don't think the president is looking for the guidance of members of Congress who stood by while the president of the United States and the leader of their party fomented an insurrection, and many of them were silent.
Today, a spokesman for General Milley confirms that call to China's top general took place, adding, these conversations are regular and vital to avoid unintended conflict, and that General Milley continues to act in the tradition of civilian control of the military. Lester?
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Kelly O'Donnell, thanks. In California, there is new political life for Governor Gavin Newsom tonight after he survived that recall election by a wide margin. Jacob Soboroff is in Northern California. And Jacob, it's a victory for the governor, but he's got big challenges ahead.
That's right, Lester. Here in California, Governor Newsom handily defeated the recall attempt to remove him from office. He called that no vote a validation of his policy priorities, including strict COVID restrictions. The pandemic was the top issue that helped push Newsom to victory among Democratic voters who have a 2-to-1 margin in this state. Now voters on both sides of the aisle are expecting the governor to step up to address non-COVID crises crippling California, including record wildfires, violent crimes, and a growing homelessness epidemic. Tonight, the recall is behind the governor, but he's already gearing up for the gubernatorial election just 1 year away. Lester?
Jacob Soboroff, thank you. Louisiana is under a state of emergency tonight as the remnants of Hurricane Nicholas soak the Gulf Coast. 6 million people under flash flood watches from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. The system expected to bring as much as 10 inches of rain to the region through Friday. In just 60 seconds, a murder mystery and what authorities say was a $10 million plan by a prominent lawyer to have himself killed. Plus, our interview with the astronauts about to kick off a new era in space. A murder mystery and now an alleged scheme by a man to arrange his own killing so his son could reap millions, all of it involving the same family and causing a sensation in South Carolina. And there is much more to all this. Katie Beck is there tonight.
Tonight, police shedding new light on a bizarre and violent string of crimes in South Carolina's Lowcountry. Overnight, the arrest of 61-year-old Curtis Edward Smith, charged with assisted suicide and insurance fraud, after authorities say prominent attorney Alec Murdoch directed a scheme for Smith to kill him. This comes after the unsolved murder of Alec's wife and son at the family home in June. Alec has denied any involvement in the crime. Murdoch's attorney telling Today Show his client in rehab for opioid addiction wanted his son to collect on a $10 million life insurance claim.
He was in a dark, dark, dark place and wanted to help his son.
The staged shooting came one day after Murdoch had resigned from his family firm, facing allegations he's misappropriated millions. But for Murdoch, it's the latest in a chain of devastating events. A 2015 cold case investigation into the death of 19-year-old Stephen Smith recently reopened due to evidence gathered while investigating the Murdoch double murder. No member of the Murdoch family has been named a suspect. Police also investigating the 2018 death of Gloria Satterfield, the Murdochs' housekeeper who allegedly suffered a fall at their home. In 2019, Alex's son Paul Murdoch, now deceased, was charged with boating under the influence after a crash that left 19-year-old Mallory Beach dead. Mark Tinsley, civil attorney for Beach, says real victims like his are being overlooked.
I think the common thread here is wealth and influence. There are two systems of justice, one where the haves have a certain level of accountability and the have-nots have a different level of accountability.
Many unanswered questions, a community eager for answers. Katie Beck, NBC News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Also tonight, the historic launch, SpaceX sending the first all-civilian crew into orbit. Kerry Sanders is in Cape Canaveral.
History made this evening.
Godspeed, Inspiration 4.
Four so-called civilian astronauts now orbiting the globe, their mission scheduled to last 3 days.
Officially, the Inspiration 4 crew are now on their way to space.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk believes this will one day be routine.
The long-term vision is that spaceflight becomes airline-like. Right? You can buy a ticket and you go.
If space travel is to reach those heights, it begins tonight with these four. A 51-year-old PhD in geoscience, a 29-year-old physician's assistant, an aerospace engineer, and a billionaire entrepreneur.
In a little less than 12 minutes, we're going to go from being idle on the pad to traveling 17,500 miles an hour.
They'll reach 357 miles from Earth, the greatest distance since NASA went to the moon almost 49 years ago.
I'm the first black female pilot of a spacecraft. It means that I can now be that role model for the next generation.
When Haley Arsenault was 10, doctors at St. Jude treated her for bone cancer. She will be the first to ever go to space with a prosthetic.
19 years ago, when you were worried that you were losing your hair to chemo, would your dog remember you without hair? And now you're going to outer space. Could you even imagine that you would be given this opportunity?
I never could have imagined that I would be going in a rocket, launching off the planet, and getting to represent so many kids along the way.
The Inspiration 4 crew is now in space. As they launched into space, they went first past the International Space Station, then past the orbit of the Hubble telescope. They're now beginning their orbits of Earth, 15 a day. They will get incredible sunrises and sunsets. Lester, this is a mission that opens a new door.
Been an exciting year in space. Kerry, thank you. Up next, what's behind the Latino population boom in areas you might not expect? Tonight marks the start of Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're taking a closer look at the new Latino landscape across the country. Immigrants expanding across more regions than ever before. Gabe Gutierrez has more from New Hampshire.
It is New England postcard perfect, and in Nashua, New Hampshire, a new boom is underway.
I think the American dream is constantly changing.
Oscar Velasquez is one of now more than 59,000 Latinos who live in this state. In the last decade, its total population grew by less than 5%, while the Hispanic population skyrocketed 62%. Oscar's mother was a factory worker, his dad a handyman, and for this Ecuadorian American, the journey has been a struggle.
Have you felt prejudice here?
Absolutely.
First generation.
That's why last year, Oscar launched his own local radio show called First Gen American.
You should be speaking English.
After a woman was caught on video yelling at immigrants.
Do you consider this home?
I do, for the most part.
For the most part. Why not completely?
Because as we try so hard to fit in, we do an amazing job sticking out.
For years, Oscar has gotten his hair cut at a barber shop owned by Rafael Almonte from the Dominican Republic.
¿Por qué te has quedado aquí?
La renta es más cómoda, el trabajo.
New Hampshire isn't the only state luring Latinos because of jobs and affordable housing. North Dakota has seen a 148% jump. South Dakota, 75%. Vermont, Louisiana, and Tennessee are not far behind.
We come to this country with a dream, and after a while, you feel like you're part of this United States.
In 2010, New Hampshire was 94% white. 10 years later, that's dropped to 88%.
How has Nashua changed over the last two decades?
Well, we've become more inclusive, more diverse. I think we've become a richer community.
For Oscar Velasquez, that diversity means much more than just new restaurants, new faces, or even a new language. It's a new mentality.
Until we understand as a whole country and we're seen as Americans, I think that there's still a great opportunity that we can come together to solve a lot of these issues, and it starts right here within our community.
Our community, he says, not someone else's. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Nashua, New Hampshire.
And for more on the new Latino landscape, visit our interactive website at NBCNews.com. Up next for us, as we continue, we'll meet a young trailblazer who is inspiring America. Finally, a family walk one five-year-old and his parents will never forget. Along the world's longest hiking trail spanning 14 states, here's Raheem Ellis.
It's an adventure of a lifetime.
You ready to start?
Yes.
Josh and Cassie Sutton left Virginia last year with their young son, Harvey, hiking the Appalachian Trail. How does Harvey describe what they did?
Fun and hard.
They went 2,100 miles in 209 days to do something special as a family.
How many miles did you average per day?
So we started out probably 8 to 10, but most of the trip we were doing 13 to 15 miles a day.
Was it a surprise to you that you could walk so many miles in one day?
No.
Harvey soared, energized by Skittles and peanut butter.
Yeah!
They endured drenching rain.
Stop.
Howling wind.
We made it to Clementstown!
Even deep snow.
Up to Harvey's belly.
Happy birthday.
Along the way, Harvey turned five.
Cassie, would you do this again?
I wouldn't do it a second time, but I would always do it the first time.
Harvey, would you do this again?
Yes.
No doubt from one of the youngest ever to finish America's grueling trail.
What do you think?
Awesome.
Making family memories he'll never forget. Raheema Ellis, NBC News.
That's one hearty family. That's nightly news for this Wednesday. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.